Ah, Sazed said. Very interesting. And with whom did you make the first contract?
The father.
The Lord Ruler, Sazed asked. The Chandra nodded. He is unfortunately and truly dead. So is your contract no longer valid?
I don't know, the Chandra said, looking away.
So, Sazed thought, not all of them are as forceful of personality as Tensun. Even when he was playing the part of a simple wolfhound, I found him to be intense.
The other soldier returned.
Come with me, he said.
They led Sazed through the open metal doors. The room beyond had a large metal pedestal a few feet high. The guards did not step on it, but led Sazed around it toward a place before a group of stone lecterns. Many of the lecterns were empty, though Chandra with twinkling bones stood behind two of them. These creatures were tall, or at least they used tall bones, and very fine-featured. Aristocrats, Sazed thought. He had found that class of people very easy to identify, no matter what the culture or, apparently, species. Sazed's guards gestured for him to stand before the lecterns. Sazed ignored the gestures, walking in a circle around the room. As he had expected, his guards didn't know what to do. They followed, but refrained from putting their hands on him.
There is metal plating surrounding the entire chamber, Sazed noted. Is it ornamental, or does it serve a function?
We will be asking the questions here, Tarasman, said one of the aristocratic Chandra.
Sazed paused, turning.
No, he said. No, you will not. I am Sazed, Keeper of Terrace. However, among your people I have another name. Holy Announcer.
The other Chandra leader snorted.
What does an outsider know of such things?
An outsider, Sazed asked. You should better learn your own doctrine, I think.
He began to walk forward.
I am Terrace, as are you. Yes, I know your origins. I know how you were created, and I know the heritage you bring with you.
He stopped before their lecterns.
I announce to you that I have discovered the hero. I have lived with her, worked with her, and watched her. I handed her the very spear she used to slay the Lord Ruler. I have seen her take command of kings, watched her overcome armies of both men and Kolos. I have come to announce this to you, so that you may prepare yourselves.
He paused, eyeing them.
For the end is here, he added.
The two Chandra stood quietly for a few moments.
Go get the others,
one finally said, his voice shaking. Sazed smiled. As one of the guards ran off, Sazed turned to face down the second soldier.
I shall require a table and chair, please. Also something with which to write.
A few minutes later, all was ready. His Chandra attendants had swelled from 4 to over 20, 12 of them being the aristocratic ones with the twinkling bones. Some attendants had set up a small table for Sazed, and he seated himself as the Chandra nobles spoke together in anxious whispers. Carefully, Sazed placed his pack on the table and began to remove his metal mines. Small rings, smaller earrings and studs, and large bracers soon lined the table. He pushed up his sleeves, then clasped on his copper mines. 2 large bracers on the upper arms, 2 more bracers on the forearms. Finally, he removed his tome from the pack and set it on the table. Some Chandra approached with thin plates of metal. Sazed watched curiously as they arranged them for him, along with what appeared to be a steel pen capable of making indentations in the soft writing metal. The Chandra servants bowed and withdrew.
Excellent, Sazed thought, picking up the metal pen and clearing his throat.
The Chandra leaders turned toward him.
I assume, Sazed said, that you are the first generation?
We are the second generation, Terrasman, one of the Chondra said.
Well, I apologize for taking your time then. Where can I find your superiors?
The lead Chondra snorted.
Do not think you have quelled us just because you were able to draw us together. I see no reason for you to speak with the first generation, even if you can blaspheme quite accurately.
Sazed raised an eyebrow.
Blaspheme?
You are not the announcer, the Chondra said. This is not the end.
Have you seen the ash up above? Sazed said. Or has it stopped up the entrances to this cavern complex so soundly that nobody can escape to see that the world is falling apart?
We have lived a very long time, Terrasman, one of the other Chondra said. We have seen periods where the ash fell more copiously than others.
Oh, Sazed asked. And you have perhaps seen the Lord Ruler die before as well?
Some of the Chondra looked uncomfortable at this, though the one at the lead shook his head.
Did Tensun send you?
He did, Sazed admitted.
You can make no arguments other than those he has already made, the Chondra said. Why would he think that you, an outsider, could persuade us when he could not?
Perhaps because he understood something about me, Sazed said, tapping his book with his pen. Are you aware of the ways of keepers, Chondra?
My name is Kanpa, the Chondra said, and yes, I understand what keepers do, or at least what they did before the father was killed.
Then, Sazed said, perhaps you know that every keeper has an area of specialty. The intention was that when the Lord Ruler finally did fall, we would already be divided into specialists who could teach our knowledge to the people.
Yes,
Kanpar said.
Well, Sazed said, rubbing fingers over his book, my specialty was religion. Do you know how many religions there were before the Lord Ruler's ascension?
I don't know. Hundreds.
We have record of 563, Sazed said, though that includes sects of the same religions. In a more strict count, there were around 300.
And?
Kanpar asked.
Do you know how many of these survived until this day? Sazed asked.
None.
One, Sazed said, holding up a finger. Yours. The Terrace religion. Do you think it a coincidence that the religion you follow